This month's art talk and current exhibit featured in the Kimball Art Center's main gallery were inspired by a book called Painters of the Wasatch Mountains. The talk takes place Friday, November 1st, from 6 to 7 p.m. and features one of the authors of the book, Thomas Rue, who's the founding director of the Museum of Utah Art and History and an art historian.
The museum was created to show important works of art that have been created by Utah artists from the 19th century to the present. People who visit Utah are often surprised at our rich visual tradition, and in this case, the subject matter being the Wasatch Mountain that artists have portrayed for more than 150 years. The exhibit at the Kimball selects about 40 of these wonderful works.
Those 40 works portray all the outdoor beauty of the Wasatch Mountains and beyond. Those 40 works portray all the outdoor beauty of the Wasatch Mountains and beyond. The exhibit itself, Rue says, has already been admired by many.
Robin Marouche and I spent time just this last week with a group from New York and Boston who were just amazed at how fabulous the exhibit is and what a lavish book the Painters of the Wasatch Mountains is that the exhibit was derived from.
At Friday's Art Talk, Rue will discuss how the Wasatch Mountains have inspired painters for many years.
The whole premise is that the Hudson River School goes west. The Hudson River School, of course, was a great subject for artists for generations, and the Wasatch Mountains, just like that, have been a subject matter for Utah artists. So we call this the Wasatch School of Painters from mid-19th century to the present.
He'll also talk about how this iconic book, Painters of the Wasatch Mountains, came into being.
People have often asked me, you know, how did the book come into being? How did the idea of putting together and bringing together more than 230 images from private collectors and public museums into a book like this? I'm going to sort of tell the backstory of how that all came to be while also talking a little bit about a few of the paintings that are there.
Rue highlights some of the artists whose works are on display during the exhibit.
Seeing a painting such as Susan Schwartz, who looks at aspen groves in a very unique and subjective way, to LeConte Stewart, even Maynard Dixon, the iconic painter, is in the show, and Park City's own Alison Willingham and her expressionistic approach to art. So, yes, it's a very wide variety of styles that anyone who visits should find something they really like.
That's art historian Thomas Rue. The monthly Kimball Art Center Art Talk takes place again this Friday, 6 to 7 p.m., and the exhibit at the Kimball Art Center runs now through November 3rd. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.